From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It's all come down to the wire for President Trump's health care plan. Debate is continuing over the American Health Care Act, the Republican plan to replace former President Obama's signature health care law. House Speaker Paul Ryan visited President Trump at the White House to brief him on progress. Vice President Mike Pence canceled a planned trip to lobby conservative Republicans on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says the bill is a bad idea for the country.
Higher premiums, less coverage, essential benefits gutted, age tax, veterans tax, steals from Medicare, all of this to give a tax break to the richest people in America.
Conservatives say they oppose the bill because it does not cut enough. Moderate Republicans fear too many Americans would lose health insurance. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Republican Devin Nunes, has canceled next week's public hearing over Russia's meddling in the 2016 election. As Jeff Custer reports, Nunes opted instead for a closed session on Tuesday.
Committee Chairman Representative Devin Nunes told reporters Friday at the Capitol the follow-up testimony from FBI Director James Comey and NSA Chief Michael Rogers will take place Tuesday in a closed session. Objecting to canceling the public hearing, the panel's leading Democrat, Adam Schiff, immediately accused Nunes of trying to choke off public info with the move. Nunes insisted the cancellation of the public hearing was not political. He also said former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort volunteered to appear before the committee to answer any questions regarding his ties to the Russian government. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has issued a presidential permit enabling completion of the Keystone XL oil pipeline, reversing a policy put in place by former President Barack Obama. Appearing alongside TransCanada Oil Company's CEO in the Oval Office, Trump called it part of a new era of American energy policy that he said would lower costs, reduce reliance on foreign oil, and create thousands of jobs.
Today I'm pleased to announce the official approval of the presidential permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. TransCanada will finally be allowed to complete this long overdue project.
The decision caps a years-long fight between environmental groups and energy industry advocates over the pipeline's fate that became a proxy battle over global warming. However, there are several lawsuits against the pipeline in the states through which it travels. The United States has announced sanctions on 30 foreign individuals or companies that aided Iran or North Korea in the country's ballistic missile programs. In a statement released Friday, the State Department said it had sanctioned 11 companies or individuals from China, North Korea, or the United Arab Emirates for transferring technology to Tehran that could further the country's ballistic missile program. The 19 other firms or individuals are believed to have either transferred to or received from Iran, North Korea, or Syria illicit goods banned under previous U.S. sanctions. Under the new move, the 30 individuals or companies will be barred from performing contract work for the U.S. government and forbidden from using federal assistance programs for 2 years. The State Department has asked American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when they apply for visas. A series of directives also instructs U.S. diplomatic posts overseas to review the social media accounts of visa applicants who are suspected of terrorist ties or of having been in the Islamic State group-controlled areas. The diplomatic cables sent by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson directed embassies to convene security and intelligence working groups to find out, to determine criteria, that is, for population sets that would warrant increased scrutiny. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd denied there's been an intelligence failure because the attacker who mowed down pedestrians and stabbed a policeman this week had been known to police. Rudd told broadcaster Sky News Thursday that one did get through, but that she had complete confidence in the intelligence services. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.